This goes to Dr. Kozlovsky, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, fax 989-463-1534, regarding Teresa Drake, D-R-A-K-E, date of birth 4/15/1964. Dear Dr. Kozlovsky, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Drake with stage 3A chronic kidney disease and hypertension. Her last visit was March 7th of 2022. At that time, she was having a lot of abdominal pain and weight loss and intermittent diarrhea. She was seen at University of Michigan Gastroenterology Clinic in April of 2022, but no determination of the cause of all the weight loss or abdominal pain was ever determined. And things have generally resolved, and she's actually gained 47 pounds since her visit in March of last year. She wishes that she wouldn't continue to gain weight now. She did have cardiac testing done for shortness of breath, and they think she may have a patent foramen ovale, and she'll be getting a cardiac MRI done at University of Michigan for further evaluation. She did go to a blueberry patch also recently and fell, and she did have a one-year-old grandchild in her arms, so she tried to fall protecting the child and landed on her left fist right over the sternal area, and she's had quite a bit of discomfort in that area since the fall. She has not had any x-rays or further evaluation, and the pain is getting better with time. She denies any excessive dyspnea, but it was quite a shock that she fell like that. And also recently she stopped at the Gaylord Emergency Department and had a severe urinary tract infection. She received one dose of IV antibiotics and then oral antibiotics for treatment, and she's feeling much better now. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. Diarrhea is much improved without blood or melena, and now she's gaining weight again. No dyspnea currently, unless she's walking upstairs or exerting herself substantially, then she would be very short of breath. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No edema, no unusual rashes. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide, 20/12.5, one twice a day. Also, Eliquis is 5 milligrams twice a day, and amiodarone, A-M-I-O-D-A-R-O-N-E, 100 milligrams, one half tablet once daily. And she is having pulmonary function testing done very soon again also. Physical exam, weight 178 pounds, pulse is 110 and irregular, blood pressure 112 over 60. She believes she's back in atrial flutter and fibrillation, and most likely she is. That's very irregular rate that she has. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, lungs are clear, heart is irregular, somewhat distant sounds, abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done July 11th, 2023. Creatinine is 1.25, estimated GFR is 50. Electrolytes are normal, calcium is 8.7, albumin 3.4, magnesium 2.0, hemoglobin 11.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3A chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Two, hypertension, actually well controlled and slightly low today. Three, atrial fibrillation with irregular rate currently, anticoagulated with Eliquis. The patient will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 to 6 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet. She'll follow up with her cardiologists for further evaluation of a patent foramen ovale and also for the chest contusion from a fall that she had a week and a half ago. And we will have a follow-up visit with her in this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.